Wednesday saw a big cash squeeze in the livestock market as it's heading to a bearish market. From the floor of the CME Group, Todd Horowitz says,
today we're looking at the fat cattle, live cattle. And of course, I think what you're really looking at here is a rally into it. And we're seeing the cash is being bid up. And there are reasons why, you know, it could be St. Patrick's Day. You know, a lot of reasons to see cash being outbid over the futures market. And this does happen. But this has really put us into more of a backwardation formation, and of course that is not too, that's a very bearish formation longer term. And of course we're seeing up here in the front, we're seeing about 118 in the fat cattle. You go out to August, you're seeing 102. In fact, you go out a year from now, you're seeing 97. So that is not a real bullish sign overall. And of course, if you look at the cash squeeze, the backwardation, and then we're going to see, you know, what is going to happen in this market in here. And overall, the markets themselves look like they're going to get pounded here.
Portland prices for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein were up a dime, ranging from $4.56 to $4.71. August new crop hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein, ranging from $5.33.75 to $5.48.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein for August, ranging from $6.67.25 to $6.72.25. June live cattle finished up 108.17. May feeder cattle were at 127.85. April class 3 milk was down 33 at 15.18.
You've just heard today's Marketland Report. I'm Tom Allen with the Ag Information Network of the West. Thanks for tuning in.